Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Governments and the regular media still avoid talking about the net present value of unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. 7 years ago, former Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero appointed a financial health team to study the city's unfunded liabilities. Their first report 5 years ago listed practical actions. Lansing's mayor and city council have since done virtually nothing. What were $600 million of unfunded liabilities has grown now to $700 million. Earlier this year, a small improvement was made where newly hired non-union city employees would be covered by a defined contribution rather than a defined benefit pension plan. Last week, Lansing City Council took another limited action that may or may not slow down how fast Lansing City government is headed into bankruptcy or insolvency. It approved a 3-year police union contract. Under this contract, newly hired police officers no longer receive retiree health care benefits, but will instead have health savings accounts they partly fund. Another slight improvement in unfunded liabilities will come from calculating future pensions for those hired after mid-1999 on the 3 highest years of compensation instead of the current 2 years. While an improvement, it does not go anywhere close to what some California cities have done, where the pension calculations uses up to 10 years of compensation and may not include any overtime pay. In return for these modest concessions, officers were granted higher annual raises than in a previous contract, a performance bonus for passing an annual fitness test, and a doubling of the annual gun allowance. The net effect of all these changes will almost certainly not noticeably reduce the city's unfunded liabilities, despite the claim in the Lansing State Journal front page headline 6 days ago. In the most recent Michigan Treasury report, Lansing's fire and police pension is only 69% funded to cover future obligations. Police and fire retiree health care benefits are less than 20% funded. Plans funded less than 70% are considered unlikely to pay off currently promised benefits. Lansing's taxpayer and residents deserve better. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.